As anyone who has used such a pump knows, compressed air grows swiftly hot, and the temperature below it would rise to some 60,000 Kelvin, or 10 times the surface temperature of the sun. In this instant of its arrival in our atmosphere, everything in the meteor's path, people, houses, factories, cars, would crinkle and vanish, like cellophane in a flame. 1 second after entering the atmosphere, the meteorite would slam into the Earth's surface, where the people of Manson had a moment before been going about their business. The meteorite itself would vaporize instantly, but the blast would blow out 1,000 cubic kilometers of rock, earth, and superheated gases. Every living thing within 150 miles that hadn't been killed by the heat of entry would now be killed by the blast. Radiating outward at almost the speed of light would be the initial shock wave sweeping everything before it. For those outside the zone of immediate devastation, the first inkling of catastrophe would be a flash of blinding light, the brightest ever seen by human eyes, followed an instant to a minute or two later by an apocalyptic sight of unimaginable grandeur, a roiling wall of darkness reaching high into the heavens, filling an entire field of view and travelling at thousands of miles an hour. Its approach would be eerily silent, since it would be moving far beyond the speed of sound.